So today's message, those of you in the line, today's message is from abnormal to normal. Somebody say abnormal to normal. And so tonight we're going to have an Enoch moment as God takes us. Oh, thank you. As God takes us from abnormal to normal. Who's here for the first time? Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Who's here for the first time in Genesis? Anybody? First time visitors? You all, one in the back. Go ahead and we want to have you stand up. And God wants to bless you there. You get two things tonight. Man, the Lord spoke so powerfully into your life, sweetie. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. And those of you watching online, if you're watching for the first time, let us know and we'll get those, we'll get one of those packets out to you so you can be blessed as well. So I'm going to move through this really quick. So I ask you to open up your spirit, man, tonight, because God wants to move on every one of our hearts. Hello?
Hello.
All right. So tonight we're going to go from abnormal to normal. And we're going to have an Enoch moment. Hallelujah. And this is what God was giving Brother Michael today. God's going to take his chosen from operating in the abnormal to operating in the normal. Hello? Now, if you try to focus on this, it's going to seem, it's going to sound like it should be just the opposite. But no. Our life as a Christian should be normal. By operating in the supernatural. It should not be abnormal by operating in the natural realm by the things of the world. Amen? So let's go to the screen, guys. Genesis 5, 22 through 26. All right. Watch this. Listen to this. When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. Verse 22, this is our focus today. Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God. And the explanation here, we'll just finish up this here. 3 years after the birth of Methuselah, and had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Sweet Jesus, how it's got to be supernatural, saints. For a person to live 365. Who would want to? Anyway, praise the Lord. In and in reverent fear and obedience, Enoch walked with God, and he was not found amongst men because God took him away and to be home with him. And that one portion of scripture is a whole teaching in itself. But we want to focus on this is that Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God. So I'm going to ask you to stay with us. Stay with us tonight on this message. And as you do, you're going to see your connection. You're as a child of God. Come on, as a son and daughter of God, you're going to see your connection of what the scripture talks about, how Enoch walked with God and how he talked with God. And then we're going to reference to the life of Jesus, how Jesus walked with God. Come on, and how Jesus talked with God. I'm just going to throw this at you right now. In the same manner, it's in the scriptures, but I'm already getting excited. In the same way that Enoch walked and talked with God, in the same way that Jesus walked and talked with God, you have the ability to walk with God and to talk with God. There's somebody in this house tonight. And the purpose of tonight's message is to take you into the days, weeks, and months of this year, 2024, through an open door. Somebody say an open door. An open door under an open heaven with expectancy, excitement, a zeal, a passion for what God has ordered you to live in the supernatural realms of God's power and his love. To operate by what the word refers as abnormal to what your Bible says that is normal. To live in the spirit and to live by the Spirit, to walk with God and to talk with God every day, every day, 365 days, and even on that leap year, 24/7. Somebody say from abnormal to normal. In verse 22 of Genesis 5, Enoch lived in the supernatural. Enoch's ability to walk with God, to talk with God in habitual, constant fellowship in those 365 years were considered normal if somebody in the house. And the Bible says that he did it in reverent, respectful fear of God. And the Bible says that Enoch knew God through such intimacy that the Bible explains that Enoch had a respectful fear of the Lord. So I want to release a word of knowledge for you tonight. Are you ready? Don't fall asleep on Brother Michael. It's not by a mere feeling. Hear this. It's not by a mere feeling, but a knowing. Sometimes we just got to bypass our feelings and respond to what we know. So tonight, it's not a mere feeling, but a knowing deep, deep, a knowing deep, a knowing deep, a deep knowing in your spirit man that the triune of God would do exactly what his word says he would do in you and through you during this year 2024. So I've got a question. Who in the house will be a true witness to this word of knowledge tonight? Anybody? Amen. All right. Here's the prophecy. We're stepping right into a prophetic release that is going to give you understanding and then bring your, how can I say this? Bring your spirit man into alignment for tonight's message. Here's God's heart to us. And to, for those of you joining us online, please participate in this. It is with this release today, I draw your attention to the power of my word for such a release, an action, a freedom to take position, to take possession of what I am now implementing, putting into effect in the earth. The echo, the repetition to this clarion call to action must settle deep within your hearts to understand the importance of what is now taking place in the spirit. To gain understanding to the acceleration, the hastening, the rapid increase to what is about to show itself plainly in the earth, an impartation from the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord has been sent to remain permanent, resident, living and abiding deep in your soul, even in the depths of your hearts, with love towards me, says the Spirit of Truth. This too is based on the premise, the undertaking of my spirit that lives in you. To gain understanding, to see with clarity, to act upon every direction I ask of you. Your hearts must be consumed with the same passion and love towards me as it was in the life of my beloved son, Jesus. Making me a priority, giving this word its attention with your ears to hear, your eyes to see, with your free will to speak on my behalf, to make choices that are right in my sight. These will become relevant, purpose with an understanding as you proceed to follow the commands, the directives of my word to meet your every need. As you seek first my kingdom and its righteousness, then everything you need will be added unto you. Follow these promises through direction, and I, the Lord of hosts, promise to take you line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, rule upon rule, each day that you would not stumble backward to be subdued, broken by your enemies, ensnared, and taken captive to the lies and the deceptions of those who dwell in darkness. That you, my beloved, would live in the fullness of my love with understanding to walk in and live by the covenant promises of my word. As you adhere, abide to what Holy Spirit will inspire you to act on each directive. Know and thoroughly understand my word, the life of Holy Spirit in you, that a host of angels will be put on assignment to back you up and support your every venture, revealing my kingdom purpose in the earth. You will find intimacy with me to be the master key, to gain understanding, to build an excellent spirit where that spirit of fear will no longer have you paralyzed to do what I, the Lord of hosts, has anointed you to do. To walk in the Spirit, to live by the Spirit, to successfully walk in the path that I've set in front of you. Today, take this word of mine and exercise it thoroughly without hesitation. Walk in it. Live by it with clarity of mind, the mind of my Christ that is in you. Rebuke the thoughts, the fiery darts of accusations. Reject the thoughts that torment, afflict, to trouble your minds. When the battle in your mind begins, take the proper stance with the authority I have given you. Put your enemies in their place by declaring my word against their accusations and their lies. Be authoritative, commanding, and with self-confidence, knowing that I, the Lord of glory, have given you my authority, the legal right to defend yourselves. To resist every attack against your minds, your bodies, and your families. To do anything that is an assignment of darkness that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. When you do, those assignments will be revoked, canceled, and destroyed. An hour is at hand. A dynamic deluge, an outpouring of my spirit has invaded the earth with glory and power, looking to invade, occupy the lives of those who put their trust in me. Me alone, to accomplish in them and through them the completion and success for this final harvest of souls to enter into my kingdom, says the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, can I continue? There's more? Or should I stop? Therefore, position yourselves. Take on a posture. A mindset with an attitude of knowing that greater am I, Jesus, the great I am, who is in you, than he, Satan, who is in the world. Attend to your next stage of development of intimacy with me. Engage without hesitation in the assignments I have positioned you to take on. Do not hold back in the accelerated move and outpouring of my Holy Spirit now resonating in you. Use the divine authority I've given you to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the broken heart, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to those who are blind, and to set at liberty to those that are bruised. Can you receive that tonight? Come on, can you receive that tonight? If you can receive that, give a shout unto God. Those of you that are online, just give us a thumbs up on this word being released here tonight. All right, turn to somebody and tell them, I got this. Oh, my God, you guys. I'm going to turn to the Holy Spirit and say, I got this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So let's go back to the life of Enoch, from abnormal to normal. And saints, hear this. Where Enoch was with God through intimacy, and where you and I are as a child of God, we can have the same intimacy of relationship with Abba Father, Jesus as Savior and Redeemer, and Holy Spirit as Comforter, Teacher, and Friend. I was getting ready today, and I was talking to the Holy Ghost, man. I was having a good time, and I was thanking Him for being my Comforter. I was thanking him for being my helper. I was thanking him for being my friend. Huh? Huh? God never intended for you, his beloved, to simply have a casual or irregular, unconcerned relationship with his son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Never. That was never his intention. It's when the believer gives God a second or third place in their lives is when that relationship becomes casual or irregular. Av's intention from the beginning was to have intimacy with their creation in their likeness, in the likeness of God, Genesis 1:26. Even after the fall, God made a way where his creation could have intimacy through fellowship with him. And when we go, we'll stay with the Gospels. When we go into the Gospels, we see the intimacy of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and everything that took place in the four Gospels when Jesus went out to do what he did to perform the miracles, and his relationship with his disciples were parallel to his relationship with the Father. Jesus was very transparent with them. He told them everything that they needed to know. And one of his most profound things was that you want to see the Father, look upon me. He told him, if you want to see the Father, look upon me. When you look upon me, you're going to see the Father. Everything that Jesus was. Everything that he reflected was in the likeness of his Father. I'll give you a little bit of history here. Enoch, who was Noah's great-grandfather, was a patriarch who lived before Noah's flood. I started to get into this, man. I went off into a rabbit trail. I had to get back on track, man. Whew. So much out there, saints. And the Lord promised Enoch that he would never again flood the earth. And you got to go into the history to see what God's talking about here in the life of Enoch and Noah. And the Lord also promised that he would call upon the children of Noah, which means that he would invite them to accept the gospel. Enoch was on the scene, man. He was doing it. Come on, he was doing it. And the Lord also taught Enoch that those who build their lives upon the Savior would never fail. Enoch obeyed the Lord and taught the people with power. He taught the people about Jesus, repentance, baptism, and the Holy Spirit. God gave Enoch authority to baptize God's people, the people of his time. And so, we don't bring any confusion here. What are you talking about, Brother Michael? There's no book in the Bible about Enoch. No, it's not. It was retracted, and you've got to read the reason why it was retracted, and it goes into a variety of things. But the fact of the matter is the Bible does describe this man, Enoch, and how he lived with God, how he walked with God, and how he talked with God. Amen? And his life is recognized and is acknowledged. Now, I'm going to get this out here so you, because if you try to go into the Bible and find fault in this message, you know, you can do that. Because there's not much written about Enoch. But if you're interested in the life of Enoch, and I can talk about this because I read about it, there's books out, kind of like a Reader's Digest version on the life of Enoch. And this is a book that I picked up. It's called Enoch's Blessing. It's by Michael Fickness. And in here, it gives a full description. It's a Reader's Digest version, but it gives a full explanation of the life of Enoch and how he walked with God and how he talked with God and how he was doing things before Jesus even came on the scene, even before Noah and his family were on the scene being saved from the flood. It's powerful. All that to say, Enoch was a man. The Bible says he lived 365 years. It's got to be supernatural. Amen. And God sustained Enoch. And the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. He talked with God, and then the people who knew Enoch saw him no more because God took Enoch up in the glory. Amen? All right, let's get back on track. I had to break that down here. So, all right. So, saints, as the Lord saw something different in Enoch and his potential, his qualities and his abilities, Jesus also sees your potential and your abilities. And he wants us to see them in us as well. It was the purpose of the outpouring. This was the purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. It was the purpose of the infusion, the unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the 120 in the upper room. And it was the purpose of the believer's confession of faith to receive Jesus, to be called, anointed, to work the works of God with God's potential and abilities in them and through them. Tonight you're going to walk out of here different. Tonight you're going to walk out of here with an understanding, and you're going to begin to experience a domino effect from Monday goes to Tuesday, Tuesday goes into Wednesday and the week. You're going to see a domino effect of how this word has an effect upon your lives. There's going to come, this is God's heart to you, there's going to come a quickening as a result of this message. There's going to come a quickening within your spirit, man, a recognizing that on Tuesday, man, I'm walking with God. I'm talking with God. Tuesday may be different than Wednesday, and Wednesday may be different than Thursday, but be reassured, you're coming to come to the understanding that you're walking with God and you're talking with God in the same way Enoch walked and talked with God, in the same way that Jesus walked and talked with God. Is somebody in the house? And so the message that the Lord gave to Enoch and was passed down to Noah and his family was, in essence, he was saying, don't focus on yourselves. Focus on me. He said, open thy mouth and I shall fill it and I will give thee utterances. Moses Exodus 6:23. And the Lord came through. And so to press this more before we go on, this, saints, and you hear Brother Michael talking about this almost every week, and it's a reason we come here on Monday nights and Sunday afternoon, because when we come here, we know God's going to show up. We know God has already positioned us. He's already created an atmosphere that we can step into and that he would cause us to speak on his behalf. And that we become the recipients of what he's pouring into our lives, but also that we would become an extension of his hands. Is somebody here? And it can't be just on a Sunday afternoon or Monday night service. When you leave the sanctuary, when you get out into the world and you're amongst people, and there's an opportunity for you to implement what God has put in your life, don't hold back. Look for an opportunity to pray for somebody. A simple word, hey, hi, how are you? God's got a word for you. You see somebody that's handicapped. Walk up to have the boldness of God. Walk up to him and you just say, hey, I believe God's got a word for you. Let me pray for you. And you watch what God will do. He'll back up that action every time. You'll see a demonstration of the power of love operating in you and through you to meet the need of that individual. Mm-hmm. So I was reading this and I thought, okay, what did God ask Enoch to do? And then again, the Holy Spirit takes me back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Then it takes me to John, the first chapter. In the beginning, come on. In the beginning was the word Jesus. And the word Jesus was God. And so what was God asking Enoch to do? The Lord Jesus asked Enoch to tell the people to repent. I know this word comes out and it kind of rubs your fur the wrong way, but just listen to this, please. The Lord Jesus Christ asked Enoch to tell the people to repent, but Enoch thought he could not speak well. And he feared that the people would not listen to them. Does this sound familiar to anybody? The Lord promised to strengthen and protect Enoch, even though some people did not like what Enoch taught. But God took Enoch from the abnormal to operate in the normal. Saints, hear Brother Michael tonight. You are God's sons and daughters. Come on, you're called by God. You're anointed by God. And you don't need to fear what people are going to say about you. I won't even go down the list. In the years that we've been just here at Genesis, the 14 years, all the stuff that gets back to us, things that they say about us, call us all kinds of stuff and say we're not this and we're not that. And, you know, all those things. It always gets back to us. And so when it gets back to us, I can't take on a posture or an attitude and going to God and say, Lord, you know, go after them. I've got to take on the posture that Jesus takes on. And say, Lord, forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing. Because if they really knew what they were doing, they wouldn't do what they're doing. If they had a reverence and a fear for God, they would not step into that, is what we call the outer courts of gossip. They wouldn't do it. If they really had a reverence and a fear for God, they wouldn't do it. And not that we boast in ourselves, we boast in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And because we are anointed, God says, touch not my anointed. And because we hold the office of a prophet, He says, do my prophets no harm. And sometimes, I'm telling you, we're flesh and blood. Sometimes, man, it's a challenge to keep the mouth shut. You know, sometimes you want to, those people come up and they come to the service here and they want us to pray over them and we look them right in the face. We know what they say. And sometimes you want to give them the fivefold ministry of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, we don't do that here. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to pray. We want to release this word as a prophetic word tonight to inspire you. And those of you joining us online, and please, this goes for the children as well. Parents, teach your children what God is saying here. And we pray as a prophesy tonight in this house. You are, beloved of God, you are His sons and daughters, called by God, anointed by God, and need not fear what people are going to say about you. And this, I'm being honest with you, it took Brother Michael a long time to get over. Man, and I'll just leave it at that. But thank God I'm in a new place. Thank God I'm in another place, a place of understanding of what God requires from me as one of His sons and daughters. So don't be afraid what people are going to say about you, because they're going to talk about you anyway, so you might as well give them something to talk about. All right? As you go out declaring what God has asked you to do and to say for Him, God has given you the same likeness that He gave Enoch, the same likeness that He gave His son, Jesus. There's the same likeness He gave to Noah. He gave to Moses. He gave to Joshua. He gave to Esther. He gave to Naomi. He gave to Ruth. He gave to Elijah. He gave to Elisha. The same likeness that He gave to Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The same likeness of God that was found in the life of Joseph, Mary's husband. The same likeness that was in John the Baptizer. The same likeness that was in Elizabeth. The same likeness that was in the 120 in the upper room. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Saints, let's get a grip tonight. Take hold of this through revelation. The same likeness of God, the same anointing of God, the same power and authority of God that was evident in the above is the same likeness, the same power, the authority that was given to you on your day of confession, Jesus as Savior and as Lord, as your Redeemer and as your Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sheke Baroka Pataria Ramaka. My God, I feel the brush of angels' wings in the sanctuary. Oh, pa ba ba kata. God said we're going to have a supernatural experience here tonight. Oh my God, I feel the brush. Woo! Of angels' wings. Shaka. Memameke. And then to recognize God's Shekinah, His glory, His presence in this house. Es sobre ti, Messi. When you come into the building, get in the elevator, do you smell the oil that Brother Michael puts
all over the place?
On the doors and the wood and the sanctuary here. And there's a fragrance there, and it's refreshing to the olfactory nerve. But tonight in the sanctuary, there's a different fragrance. O kere lo rosh shekevi. And it's a fragrance, the rose of Sharon. It's the fragrance of Holy Spirit when He enters into a room. It's here tonight. Some of you are going to go home tonight. You're going to get into your homes. And as you get ready to retire for the night, you're going to experience that fragrance of this rose of Sharon. The fragrance of the evidence of the Holy Spirit abiding in your home. As sere broto vakasi. We're gonna cut this message short here tonight. Every Sunday afternoon, every Monday night, there's a service in there. Okay, every Sunday afternoon, every Monday night, there is a service here. And during every service, more anointing is added and distributed. Additional knowledge is gained. Additional experiences are encountered. Insight to the supernatural are explained. The character of the Holy Spirit is identified. And the agape of God is poured out. So what is God doing? He's taking you from the abnormal, which is in the natural, and is taking you into the normal, which is in the spiritual realm. When we compare the life of Jesus as He talked with God and walked with God, miracles were demonstrated, saints. Oh, agabas, oh, baby. Sebru to mafa. Father, teach us how to read Your word. Amen. That it's not just another story written down for history. Let us read Your word with the understanding that as it was in the life of Enoch, as it was in the life of all that were listed here, in the life of Your Son, the ability to function and operate, to walk and talk with You, and then be used by You in a demonstration of power, where miracles, signs, and wonders would follow. That the reading of Your word would not just become another history lesson or a Bible study, but the reality of what Your word says to be normal would become normal in our lives, into the things that are abnormal according to the word. The world would not have its effect upon us anymore. And as we compare the lives of who we spoke here tonight, saints, miracles were demonstrated. Jesus, as He walked and talked with God, water turned into wine. Provision came. The woman with the issue of blood, healing through compassion was exhibited. To the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, healing through compassion was administered. To the centurion's son, healing infused by faith was completed. These manifestations show themselves plainly because Jesus walked with his Abba and he talked with his Abba. Let's go to the screens real quick here. John 15, 19. And these are just a few demonstrations of the power of God in the life of Jesus. In the Amplified Version, it says this. So Jesus answered them. Let me back up. So Jesus was on the scene. Miracles, signs, and wonders were taken. The disciples with them, people who were following, they were flogging Jesus. They were drawn to him because of what he was doing. What was abnormal to man was now becoming normal in the life of Jesus. And so people were running to him as a result of this demonstration of power. And Jesus' explanation to his disciples as they were questioning him, his explanation to his disciples was, I can't do these things on my own. The only reason I'm able to do this is because I have intimacy with the Father. I get along with the Father himself and we have a conversation. I talk with him. I walk with him. This is what Jesus says in verse 19. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you that most solemnly I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, of his own accord, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever things the Father does, the Son in his turn also does in the same way. For the Father dearly loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these so that you will be filled with wonder. So tonight, saints, God's heart to each one of you is in this promise. Tonight, you're going to depart from this holy place. God's saying, you will depart from this holy place of mine, walking under a fresh breath of my Spirit on you. And here's the directions with this. Allow this freshness to cover and carry you in the days ahead with a manner, an appearance, a behavior that will resemble the character of my Son. From this freshness, a clearer understanding will enhance your ability to see clearly and think clearly, utilizing, making practical and effective use for kingdom advancing. And so I'm gonna go ahead and close this message with this directive. Are you good, saints? Are you following this from abnormal to normal? So our life as Christians should be normal, walking and operating in the supernatural. That should be normal to us. By not operating in the supernatural should become abnormal, should be recognized as being abnormal. And so we're going to close tonight's message with this directive. Yeah, the weight. I can feel the weight. Hallelujah. Listen to God's instructions coming through the lives of his true apostles and prophets. I'm going to probably get some responses on this, but at this point in my life and ministry, I don't care. I go into social media as directed by the Holy Spirit. I don't open everything. I only go into those places where the Holy Spirit instructs me to do. And he got a hold of me by my tie about 6 months ago on this. So when I go into social media and he directs me to the individuals, I listen to what those apostles and prophets are saying, what they're teaching and how they're explaining things. And I get that witness in my spirit, man. I know that they're being led by God. And they're teaching what God is instructing them to teach. And revelation comes, prophecies comes. I get it. There's so much junk that's out there right now. And this is why many believers in the body of Christ are so confused. Listen to God's instructions coming through the lives of his true apostles and prophets, not the fly-by-night voices. Is somebody in the house? Not the fly-by-night voices who are no more speaking the truth of God than the devil himself. The sounds of many voices calling out for a true heart of repentance. Listen to them. This is what they're saying to us. The sound of that still quiet but powerful cry to surrender. The sound of inspiration to obedience. The sounds that are what the believer is hearing coming from Abba's throne room of glory. And God gave us this revelation. His throne room of glory is his heart. It comes from the heart of himself. Breaking off to break away from the things that is holding God's beloved from receiving his truth to work out their own salvation. So tonight, a good word. Tonight we have a sure word of prophecy. To the life of the believer, you have been given the privilege, the skill, the ability, spiritual blessings of authority with power to walk and talk to God as Enoch walked and talked with God, to walk as Jesus walked and talked with God, to fulfill the Great Commission by doing what? By laying on of hands, raising the dead, heal the sick, prophesy, to preach and to teach the gospel, to live in the supernatural by the Holy Spirit, to operate as the early church operated in the book of Acts, to operate as disciples of Jesus. This high calling, this sound that we've been hearing from the Holy Spirit here in the last 3 years, that clarion call. What does that mean? That call to action. Come on. The call to action. To do what God has commissioned you to do. To do what he has anointed you to do. And I know there'll be men and women of God who will disagree with me. And that's fine. Because what we're releasing here is the truth from the Word of God. And I get it, to get the degrees and the certificates going to theology. I get all that. It's all important. But those things are not necessary for you to do what God is asking you to do. You've been anointed by God, saints. You've been appointed by God. When God sends you to a ministry, here, like at Genesis Upper Room Church, or he sends you to other places where the Spirit of God is flowing and moving, take every God-given opportunity. When there's an altar call, go to the altar. Oh, I'm good, Brother Michael. No, you know what? You're not good, because if you think you're good, then you know you need deliverance. And every time there's an altar call, I'm up there, because I know there's things in me that are still hidden that need to come out. And my intention is when I go before the Lord in glory, when he takes me out of this earth and I step into glory, I want to be able to hand him that crown. That's right. That he's placed on my hand with the evidence of what he's asked me to do on the earth, to say, here it is, Jesus, I'm giving it back to you. What you gave to me, I'm giving it back to you. And then judge me according to that crown. Is somebody in the house? Is somebody in the house? So, Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We ask you, oh God, oh God, oh God, we ask you to deliver us from the abnormal to what the world has to offer, that we would operate and function in the normal of the supernatural with the provisions you've given us. So, Father, I ask you that this word that has come from your heart find its way, settle its way deep within our spirit man tonight. And as we walk out from this sanctuary tonight, that we would encounter you every day, Monday through Sunday, every day, by walking with you. Come on, somebody. And talking with you. Living in the abundance and the freedom and liberty that you've given us to work out our own salvation, our own deliverance, our own healing, but also to be an extension of your hands in this earth to meet the needs of humanity, O God. That when we look upon flesh and blood, we would see them through your heart, not through the intellect of our mind or by our natural eyesight, by the supernatural provision of the Holy Spirit himself. That every encounter with an individual will become a supernatural encounter by Holy Spirit himself. Father, we thank you. You've revealed your heart to us in this sanctuary once again, and that you've touched our lives and those that are online as well. And we thank you again. Lord, this year 2024 will be a year of an open door, living under an open heaven. Every provision that you will provide us with to walk out this year with success for your kingdom and for your kingdom people. And all of God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. If you believe that tonight, let's give God a big clap, a shout, a hallelujah, and a hallelujah. And a hallelujah. Those of you joining us online, thank you for participating with us. Kind of got a little bit lengthy there, but it was necessary. And I pray that the word that was released tonight will find its way into your heart, that you too will walk out these days, weeks, and months in this year, 2024, talking with God. Come on, and walking with God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Those of you online, go ahead and don't forget to send us your tithes and offerings so we can continue to do these things that we're doing here in the Sanctuary of Genesis. And we release this word as we do every Monday night, that the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and the Lord give you his shalom, his peace, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We will see you next Sunday in the house, in Jesus' mighty name.